Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God. My God.
And bam.
And I get the, I really enjoy it. I get a feeling down inside that makes me feel so good when I'm able to help others. You know, because it helped me to help somebody else. And I thank God for being in the right place at the right time to get a hold of some money to be able to help somebody else. And especially with my two little babies, well, my three babies. Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
I was laying in the hospital December the 3rd. I thought I was going to lose my baby. I told my daddy to call y'all to say a prayer. I took a shower, I was crying because they told me his heart was racing real fast. They didn't know what was going on. And then when you prayed for him, it's like nothing ever was wrong with him. So ever since you prayed for my baby, it's like, I don't know, like another life came through me. I quit smoking weed, left the streets alone. Because of you and Toby, that's something that I just put a whole new life in me and my kids.
Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Marks the end of another year, and tomorrow, our beginning, shall the Lord allow us to see it. And it's just been a good year, regardless what was going on, because even in our trials and tribulations, God is yet good, and He is yet merciful. And so He's worthy to be praised. I just give Him the praise tonight, and thank Him for allowing us to be here at the beginning of this City on a Hill Church, a church that God is going to bless people as they come through the door, and I just give Him the praise for it, because we're living in those days where we need God in our lives, and we need to know Him and need to know that we can know Him, you know, and not partially know of Him, but we can know Him with all our hearts, and I just thank and praise Him tonight.
I want to encourage you with something that the Lord dropped in my spirit, that sometimes things may look a certain way, but they're not necessarily the way they look. You know, sometimes some people don't look as great as they actually are. they may be in circumstances and be around others that seem greater. But that ain't got nothing to do with what God has said for that life, what God has pronounced over that life. Because the Lord gave us a word a long time ago that wisdom is only known by a few. And the proof that he gave me, he's fine. Babies don't bother me. I love babies. The proof to me that that was truly the word of God, when I heard it in my spirit, was I thought about how few people knew that Jesus was born on the earth. The only people that knew were the shepherds that were out in the field, the wise men that were traveling because they saw the star and they were guided there, and Simon and Anna, who happened to be in the temple. But basically, other than that, Mary and Joseph, very few people knew that the Lord of glory, the one that was going to save the world for all time, had been born when he was born. Because sometimes people just don't have ears to hear. So when the Lord gave me that, I realized that sometimes you could be on the right course and don't be nobody else around. But you're on the right course, even though there's not a lot of folks around. Because, see, the Bible says that wide is the gate. As many there be that find it, that gate that leads to destruction. But narrow is the gate that leadeth to eternal life, and few there be that find it. So I just want to encourage your hearts tonight. Praise God that God is with you. You are his people. Praise the Lord that you are loved. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. Somebody praise God. Praise our God. Hallelujah. We have testimony time, so the floor is still open to share a word as we bring in this new year. Praise God. I'm going to let the young man of the ministry, older should go first.
Just a testimony for the year.
Another year, another day, another century has gone by for those who made 100. I'm blessed to be here. My birthday hasn't came soon yet, but that's when it all matters. I'm thankful for 2014 and so on. Things like this that have to go on throughout the year, it makes me very happy that it's a new day, new things are happening, we're going into a new year, and things are going to work out just for the good. So I just thank you for this day. God is always awesome.
Praise our God. Hallelujah. Let's give God another hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We celebrate the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. We wanted to prepare communion tonight because communion is what it's all about. I want to say some things before we serve it, because I've gone to churches sometimes. Sometimes people don't want to take communion, so they say, oh, I did this or I did that, I can't take communion. Nobody is perfect. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they sound like. I don't care how they dress. I don't care how much education supposedly they got or didn't have. Nobody is perfect. I do know this. There was one that was perfect, spotless, righteous, did no wrong. His name is Jesus. And as long as we live, I don't care what folks may look like, we're all clinging to Jesus. So tonight, we all want to take communion. If we know that there's something that we did that we don't think God is pleased with, guess what? I found a scripture in the Word of God, 1 John 1:9. It says, if you confess your sins,
He is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So if we pray and ask God to forgive us, it's done. It's over. It's finished. We ain't got to look at that no more. What? I did what? What you said? You said I did that? Really? I don't even remember it. Because the Bible says he takes our sins and casts them into the sea of forgetfulness. So it's not remembered anymore. So we're going to go for it. We're going to do it the way City on the Hill does it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Wow. It's a new day.
Hallelujah.
And you know, it's funny, Timmy walked in. That's exactly what he said. And for the youngest of my nine children that I know, I don't know of any others. I kind of get that, James.
These two.
Now, I didn't know to claim me as daddy, call me daddy. But I knew better. But I must have been doing something right for them to want to call me back. I must have been hurt in their life for them to want to call me back. So give God thanks for that, because the way I was headed and the way I lived, it wasn't going to be a nice thing to have. It wasn't going to be a good thing. You know, sometimes I would sit and I would wonder to myself, when am I going to stop living like this? I wanted to stop, but I couldn't stop. It seemed that way. But when I called on the name of Jesus, he interceded instantly. Amen. That's right. He came into my life and changed my life. Now, when he's talking about old things that passed away, I may talk fast like I did back in the day. My voice is speeded up. I may laugh at some things that the common man doesn't suppose to laugh at. Again, my wife said, I'm not perfect. God hasn't finished with me yet. He's still doing some things in me to make my life better. But I know this, that I'm saved. I'm sanctified, meaning God's hand is on my life. And if I try to go left, he pushes me right. And if I go right, he won't push me right. Left, he'll keep pushing me right. Amen. Holy Ghost filled. I'm filled with this spirit that has no end and no beginning. Even when I desire to do wrong, that spirit in me says, no, no. But I thank God for that. If you don't have the Spirit of God in you, if you don't have in your person, in your being, the desire to search out and find out who God is in your life, then that's what we are here for tonight. We want to bring that information to you. And shortly, I'm going to speak a small word. Not a small word, it's a big word, it's God's word, but for a short period. Right now, we're going to give you communion. And communion is just what God said about his body and his blood. He said, do these things, and in doing so, it's possible that you will remember me. But he says, do them in remembrance of me for those who know this in the partner of their sin. Do this simple act of breaking bread, drinking of, we have drinking, some people, they drink actual wine. I've been in place. It made my head go back. That was in the past. But nevertheless, here's my wife, praise the Lord, Pastor Deborah Gray. And she'll take you on in this communion time of taking the blood in the body of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to read a portion of the book of Luke, the 22nd chapter. We do this in the book of Luke, but I want you to know that when you take it, all the blessings that can come from God. You unite yourself with by doing that act of service that he told us to do. So it's a wonderful thing to have an opportunity to take communion. The Word of God says in Luke chapter 22, verse 19, if you took bread, gave thanks,
yeah,
and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper and saying, this is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.
Amen.
And sitting on the hill ministry, if we don't use the little wafer,
okay, now do something tonight. Boy, work all night.
We don't use the little wafer that you find in some churches. Instead, we use matzah. Matzah is a Jewish food. It's a Jewish cracker. And if you got a whole sheet, you would notice that it has holes in it. Very resemblant to the way the Lord's back was ripped open when the cat of nine tails when he was whipped. And we use this because we want to remember what our Father of God, Lord Jesus, suffered for our sins. I don't want to eat something that's smooth. I mean, forget what suffering he went through. But when I look at these holes, and I can see almost like the converting on the side, I can imagine what his flesh was like that day when he gave his life at Golgotha Hill. So, I don't know if everyone has already taken it, but you can take it now if you haven't already. Praise God.
Represent the covenant in the blood. Take and drink.
Into the phone. This is going live around the world. So those who have something to say, it'll be heard. You can go on blogtalkradio.com and pick up the entire broadcast. And I think even some of the singing. Was it included in there? Some of the singing. We do this every Sunday. We do it also. We do it on Saturday nights, my wife or I, and we do where you can call in and ask questions, or you can make a comment, or give a testimony. That's your desire. But here's a way that we found with the time that we have to do things, to spend it well in doing what the Lord said, doing his will. Sometimes, you know, you got so many things to do, so many places to go that you don't have time to get anything done. Fortuitously, or particularly. So we've come up, not come up with, we've been introduced to a vehicle that will enable us to let people hear us on a different day. Sometimes you can't make it on Sunday. See, Jesus didn't come from heaven to earth to die for Sundays. He didn't come to heaven to earth for a dress code. He didn't surely come for those who wear makeup for Maybelline. Had nothing to do with that. He came to save the sin sick soul,
amen,
which was definitely me. If anything, he came directly from heaven to earth for me. And if you add to yourself, you take it upon yourself that he came here for you, I know he came here for me.
Amen.
And when he called, I answered, and there was no turning back. So this word is going to be not long. And the title of it is A New Day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell you to stand because I'm sitting. God is working on me and healing my body even as I speak.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this night. We thank you for those who are here. We thank you for those who couldn't get here. We thank you for those who are out burning their brains out with drinking and riotous living. We thank you, God, for, hallelujah, for your manifold blessings and for your plan that you have for the entire world, not just me. I know you have a plan for my life, and anyone that comes to know you and the partner of this sin will realize that you have a plan for them as well. Sometimes it gets hard, Lord, and it looks like there's no opportunity there. There's no way that we can come out of this. No way. But you, in your high and lifted up self, looked down and you saw me. Hallelujah. And you saw James. Hallelujah. And you saw Tyler. And you saw Brittany. And you saw Cal. And you saw Deborah. And you saw Timothy. And you saw, what's my little buddy's name? Samaj. Oh, man, the man, I love it. Samaj. And the baby, Isaiah. My God. A powerful name. Already, he better teach him how to fight right now, James. They're going to have something to say about that name. He might have to defend that name. But God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity, and I truly do, because I don't know what I'm going to say, but I know that as I ask you to hide me behind you, and you speak through me with thus saith you. So it's a new day. Old things have passed away. Behold, we become new. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer. And for your sake, Jesus, not ours, because all the sake and all the glory goes to you. And we say amen.
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 And they said, for the Holy Ghost,
amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise and look out. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. Don't, I can't handle none of it. So I push it off of me and throw it up to whom can handle it all, who will give me what I need in this time of arduous living that's going on in this world. So, Father, I thank you. The book of Job, 2 Kings, 23rd chapter, the 20th verse, talks about Josiah. And it just happened that I got a great grandson that was born, and his name is Josiah. And I told my daughter, and she would be on the phone, I would mention it. And she called me today, and we had remember, it's a new day. We had a conversation, you know, and I was able to, my mind, God took my mind back many years ago. She lost her children. She had five children. She lost them through the system. But I told her, I said, honey, it's a new day. God is doing things different. And I mentioned how my wife went through something similar. And God restored her, every one of the children, to her life. And then gave her and blessed me to have one with her. Hallelujah. We blended our families. And when we blended them, boy, we sure used a good mixer. Because they look alike. One looks like Deborah that was born of me, of my young lady I was with at the time. And there's those that look like me that was born of Deborah. So I don't know how to call that one. I know God got control of it all, not me. It's in his hand. And I truly know that he can make things a way out of no way. I look at my son Timothy and I look at my son Tyler. They're the two youngest. But they wind up being about the biggest of all the other brothers and sisters. And I used to tell them, I said, don't mess with them. Don't tease them. Don't pick on them. But they did it anyway. And now they turn around and see these two now, and they think about teasing them and messing with them now. Because Timmy loves to pick you up and fling you around. You know, he loves it. He's a wrestler. You know, he wrestled a season in school. And Tyler was such a football player. Sometimes I wonder why he didn't go on and play it. But he knows best, and God knows best. They used to call him the headhunter. The headhunter in high school. Because when he came, when he kicked that ball, sorry for that guy that had to throw the ball, the quarterback or the one that was receiving the ball. His best bet was to turn around and run out the stadium than to run down the line. Because if Tyler got a hold of him, Tyler had this thing. You know, as small as he looked and thin as he looked, he's strong. He would throw him down to the ground and then look at him all sniffed. I said, Tyler, take it easy, man. You know, I said, those white folks, you throwing down there. You know, I mean, little thought came to my mind. I said, man, come to our house and burn us down. I said, boy, don't be throwing them, keep them like that. Take it easy, you know. But no, they called him the headhunter because he was voracious or ferocious. Which word is it? Ferocious? Ferocious, yeah. He would go at him with a wild abandon. He had a couple other brothers that would run with him. And I tell you, after the game was over, I said, come on, you're going home. You ain't going out. You ain't going out. And that was the order of the day in our house. It was a new day. My mother let me go out. When I grew up, it was time. You could go out. You can go out and you could have, you know, fun and play. And everything was pretty much safe. But today you send your children out, they may not come back. They might get caught in a drive-by shooting. A gang, having a rival, going against another rival gang, and they shooting at them, and you wind up getting clipped yourself. So this is the way I avoided it. You know, they were mad at Daddy and Mama because we made them stay home, and we played Monopoly, and we played other board games, Uno, and, you know, we used to do all kinds of things. Have pizza nights and just laugh ourselves till we got time to sleep. But one thing they did that I couldn't do good was play them video games. Boy, they play them video games. I thought I was pretty good back in the day, but then they get on them games and you can't even stop. Okay, time to go to bed. Okay, okay. You know, that was how it was. But it's a new day. My son Timothy loves video games, but he has the mind of an engineer. He says he wants to be an engineer. Train engineer, particularly. James, who drove the train in New York City?
Most of the black
people. Yeah, but which black people we know? What black person we know that drove the train for the New York City Transit Authority?
I don't know
any. My dad.
But
he was a motorman, see? And I looked at him, I said, well, Dad, I said, you got another one. I said, tell me some of the things, you know, about things. Because, see, Timmy's following in a way that he doesn't even know. He probably thought it was his idea, seeing trains. But it was already invested in his genes through my father to me, and now it came to him. Now, Tyler has a penchant to play basketball. I had a thing with me, and I'm going to get right into the world right after that. I have to tell these stories. Tyler had a way. They challenged Daddy. Oh, they thought I was old and busted and disgusted. I had a couple of jump shots left. I took them all out there one by one. I beat Trevor. I beat Toby. I beat Colin. Tyler, I wore him out too. But no, Tyler had this speed thing going. Couldn't keep out to grab a hold of him. Put my hand in his back and hold him because he was fast. You know, his coach said to me, boy, wait till your body catch up with your mind. Because you're really, really fast, you know.
But and he ran track, and I couldn't keep up with it. I couldn't run no more, so I had to do my watching. But all in all, I want to say it's a new day now. This man here, Brittany, this is my cousin, removed about 20 times, I don't know. We all cousins in Palo Mountain, everybody was connected some kind of way. If we held hands in school, we was connected. That's his daughter, and he has quite a few grandchildren and children. That's a new, brand new baby she just had, and that's her son. But I said that to say that in New York, now we're here in North Carolina. In New York, they all came up to New York, visiting my mother's house and staying with us, and every one of them with me. So I got too old to jump up on him now, see, so I forgive him for the whippings he gave me, because he told me a brand new tale. You know, I give everybody a hard way. But I talked back to my mother. My mother said, oh, boy, you know you got to go to sleep. So, amen. But it's a new day, and Josiah, hallelujah, was, let me get my glasses on, in the book of the 23rd chapter of 2 Kings, his attitude was to restore true worship. And true worship was he had to go up against the governor, king, and the order that was going on at that time. He was brave because he didn't have but about a couple hundred men. He didn't have as many people on his side as these other, you know, kings. The king of Israel, I think they say his name was, I had it right here. Real quick, the king of Israel, I just used that. The king of Israel at that time had a problem with that, with the way, with Josiah wanted to do. But see, I'm thinking about Josiah not because of him and what he's done particularly, but that he did what he did to be a propitiation, a go-between between us and the one that was yet to come, and his name was Jesus. See, every one of the men and women of God, if you study it, one by one, each of them had a word in their mouth to say in regard to the love of the Lord and what God has done in their lives and what God done for them, even though they were sinners themselves at some point. Who are these sinners I'm talking about? David was a sinner. You know, he went out. He did something that was totally objective to what God had in mind for him. But because he had the desire, because he had a heart for God, I mean, he readily repented of what he did. And God received that.
Yes.
So see, that's what we're saying here today in more ways than one. That don't think that you are far removed, that you're so far removed because of your family life, because of where you live, or what you've done with the last person you was with, or many moons ago.
Yeah.
For this is the day.
Hallelujah.
Right now, not now, right now.
Glory.
And after right now comes, there's another now.
That's it.
Time goes on and on and on and on. So I believe that God had a purpose for our lives, as is said by many preachers in the past and present. Isaiah, he got a purpose for his life. If nothing that Punkin didn't know, LaVon knew, didn't know at the time, that in putting her up against the situation that she was in, you know, they were going to maybe take her child, or her child was sick, and they wanted to hold the baby. God said, no, I got a plan for his life.
Hallelujah.
Had he not done what he done for me, I realize it now, after he done it, he had a plan for my life. If you haven't got your ACL torn and you got right back off the ground and walked as if it wasn't there, and then all of a sudden your leg turned to jelly, but you went through it like a man. You handled it like the eye. Wondered in my own mind, I said, boy, that boy got a strong constitution. Because I would have been crying and hollering.
But he took it like a man. He went through it, healed up, had some stitches done to his head, healed up. Timothy has an injury right this very moment that we have to go to the doctor for. But they handle like they've been around here before. They were in this world before their time. They're old souls, as they say. But like I said, again, when we look at the Word and look at the men and women of God, God, if there's no purpose yet known, He will place a purpose in your life. He will give you a purpose. All you have to do is worship and honor Him. Don't be like Dalton Thomas and have to come to God after doubting Him.
Yeah.
That God had to come and prove and let Him see the scar in His hand,
yeah.
the nail prints in His hand,
yeah.
Or in His wrist,
yeah.
or the area where the crown tore,
yeah.
Into His brain.
My Lord.
Don't let that be your life. Come to Jesus, come now, while you got time.
Hallelujah.
Don't wait any longer.
Hallelujah.
When you took the communion, little did you know that you was enlisting into your body the power of God, because God issued that communion. No man made up that communion.
Yes.
It may have came in the time of Moses, when Moses was here on the earth and walking, and they talked about communion. But God came to Moses and told him to initiate this act called communion. So don't think that you're getting away with anything in this life. I tell my sons, I said, don't pick your girl. Let God pick her for you.
Yes.
And the proof of that is this. If you don't go out looking for them, they'll come and find you. Because obviously, if you're not making yourself available in the streets to people, to another person, woman, or be it a man, that means that you're doing something that may be earmarked in what God wants for your life.
Yes.
See, I've had to find that out, because I was what they call a hellion. I was due for hell at any point, but God said, hell, he said, wait. He held up His hand and stopped, covered me under His wings, and covered me and kept me. Didn't allow no harm to come to me, even though I smoked myself halfway to death and crack cocaine, shooting drugs and the like, and chasing it behind women and doing things that I shouldn't have been doing with them. God was able to take me,
hallelujah.
Clean me up,
hallelujah.
Turn me around, set my feet on solid ground,
hallelujah.
And make me anew, a vessel,
yes,
that was pleasing to His Father. The Almighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
So see, whatever you think you are, whatever you may have done, if you just done it 10 minutes ago, you're forgiven.
Hallelujah.
That's the greatness and the bigness of God. He forgives you for the life that you may have lived, so that you can go and be a living witness to somebody that knew you before.
Yes.
That knew you before. Now, ain't God good just for that? Is there anyone else that you know that would do that for you? Not even your mama, not even your daddy was standing for you like that.
Hallelujah.
Only God can do it. Only God will do it. Hallelujah. Are we getting close to the? I'm not even called the witch now. I'm calling it the hour of power.
Amen.
The time, amen. That God is going to take and turn the earth on its axis. Another turn. And bring it into another year. He said we went from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top, from January to December and back to January. In the Jewish world, at the same time is done in the month of April,
right.
The new year.
Amen.
But nevertheless, new is new in any language. In any language, new is new.
Yes.
And you want to be new. You want to be made anew.
Hallelujah.
To God. So Josiah, being the man that he was, he went into the temple, and he brought out those things that they were worshiping, wooden images.
Lord.
He burned them.
That's right.
Burned them up.
Lord.
Took them out of the temple because he said that God deserves better than this.
That's right.
God is better, is more than wood.
That's it.
How is it that someone can sit up and worship and call a thing that is inanimate, no life in it, and give it life.
That's right. That's right.
Now, I tell you this. This is one prerequisite or pre-requirement that that God has. If you don't come to him in the pardon of your sins, why you got time? He would take your life and completely allow it to turn and go back to the life that you were holding on to so handily. And he'll make your mind what they call a reprobate mind. He'll make it that you will like that living. And when you see those that are not living like that, you'll be disgusted with them. You'll be angry with them. You'll think they're of no account when it's you that's of no account. Because you let God go.
My God.
That's why I'm
My
telling you.
God.
We implore you. I tell my sons, I said, I'm grooming you, getting you ready to sit in the place of authority and take over and run for your life in Jesus.
Yes.
There's nothing more important than loving God and giving him your life.
Yes.
Because there ain't nobody else that can do what he can do. God will make your life anew.
Hallelujah.
Now, remember I said whatever you did 10 minutes ago, it was 10 minutes ago, an hour ago, a year, a week ago, 10 years ago. Boy, I'm telling you some stories. Y'all get up and run about here if I tell you things I'd have been involved in. But he took a wretch like me and turned my life around.
Hallelujah.
If you have not been in any of these type of situations that you know of, then turn while you got time. Turn now. Come to Jesus while you got time.
Yes.
Tyler, when I look at you, I see you as a man of God that's been under God's tutelage from the day you was born. The day you came out the womb, you was prayed over and laid at the altar. Not as a sacrifice, but as a congratulation to God. Timmy as well. So that's what's expected of you. Brittany, God got a plan for your life. Levan, Lavelle, Levon, God definitely got a plan for your life. He renewed you and made you whole again. Gave you a brand new baby. Another child to raise. And look at my man over here. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Got God all in him. And when he knows, when he learns the word and speaks it, you know, with authority, when he gets there, it's not going to be hard for him because he's been living with that authority in his person all the time. He has a dignified attitude already, you know. Because when I mess with him one day out there in front of Grandpa's house, he looked at me and said,
right.
He gave me a look and walked to the back of the house. If he could say the word, maybe he can. He might have called me that thing. But I thank God that after all he did, and I'm glad that he wasn't like David. Jesse's son. That was David. David, the one who killed Goliath. I'm glad he wasn't like that because he'd have told me a brand new something. So to God be the glory. We got about 12 more minutes, and we're gonna get silent. You want to find your spot, get on your knees if you can, or you can sit in a chair. There's no temptation or nothing conventional, nothing outlandish. You ain't got to lay out on the ground, get your clothes dirty. What for? You got to pay for get them clean. When price is as high as it is to get them clean, it makes it kind of difficult. It'll mess up your money. Hallelujah. Say it again, go to daddy's house and use the washing. There you go. There you go. I want to say something real quick because, you know, I'm kind of like finished with what I wanted to say. With God to give me, I felt the Holy Ghost just rise up. Something today James did for me, you know. Since I've been here, I mean, wow. He ain't beating me no more. He's whipping me another kind of way. God is using him to do things. He don't even realize it. You know, maybe he does, maybe he don't, but nevertheless, it's all together for the good. Today, I had to pay my water bill, and they're getting kind of hard over there at the water company. You know, they're kind of coming down on people, you know. And, Lord, I definitely don't want the water to go off. It'll be a rough time in OK Corral, boy.
Sure.
Up there with that water off. Especially Deborah got to have us some water. She works, she give me the money. I'm going to make sure that bill is paid. You know, Timmy, you can't get no cereal because that water got to run. We'll drink water, put a little sugar in it. You know, that's what we'll do. But never, again, he, you know, out of nowhere, you know, the man said, I said, look, I got $65. I think the bill was 87. 85, 85, yeah, 87. And I put it up there. I said, look, I'll give it to you the rest this week. He says, James looked over my shoulder and said to the man, how much y'all? I don't know where Papa get it, but Papa always got it. He always manages to get it. God will make a way out of no way for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. He'll put something in his hand as long as he continues to give it away. When he laid that money up there and said, I said, you know, because I remember talking to him earlier, and he said, I ain't gonna have nothing to Friday. Well, the grace of God stepped in on him. Because some came and he didn't know it was coming. And that's just because of who he is. So when he gave his testimony that, you know, how he does, he's truly that.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I line him up with 10, 11 people to go to church to call himself churchgoers and high-minded people. You know, that he does what the Lord tells him to do in the pardoning of his sins. And I really love the way he cares about y'all, Levon. I mean, he don't play. He don't play when it comes to his babies, boy. He'll travel all the way from here to there. He'll get into that car, and that little car be gone. Down the road, and scared me a couple of times in the back road. I said, hold up now, James. Hold it. Amen. Give the Lord some praise, huh? There you go. See? That's right. But I'll be trying to say, Lord, I'm not hearing you. I'm scared, Lord. I'm a little nervous here. And he just weaving and bobbing, and next thing you know, he was right up in front of the house. Hallelujah. Does anybody have any testimonies? Anything anybody want to say in regard to God right now? Brittany, I know it's your first time. I don't want to put you on the spot. You're such a nice young lady. And I want you to be hard on her. As long as y'all friends and y'all have contact with each other, don't make it easy for them. Make it hard. Make him, you know how they say, go up one mountain and come down the other side. That's how you do. Because Timmy's watching. He's got his eyes on, he watches everything, he sees everything. So that's about all I want to say, and I'm thankful to God for y'all coming. Next Sunday, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, we'll be in that room because the entire church and their congregation are coming. They're going to come with the band and the drums and everything and the numbers. They're coming 40, 50, 30, 40 deep. Who knows, there might be more. But they got about 100 or so seats in there, so we're working out. We got
4 o'clock.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock, not this Sunday, but the following day, 11th. This Sunday, we'll be here in worship from 11 o'clock on. Yeah, straight back.
Yeah.
Go back. Yeah, look like little bedrooms back there, man. Better than where I'm at. Hallelujah.
Elder didn't give opportunity for anybody to
go. Oh, yeah. Always. You know me. Hallelujah. We ain't got much time before we go into. But think about this. If you haven't accepted Christ, and if it's a Muslim you want to be, I can talk to you about Islam too. If you want to be a Buddhist, I can talk to you about. I can say Subhanallah, which is in Arabic. I can say Bismillah Rahman Rahim Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Rahman Alahim Ali. I can go there. I can chant Nam Yo Rengi Kyo Yam Yo Rengi Kyo. I can do that too. So see, you can't get around me. I've stepped into many of them walks, but I wind up walking toward Jesus. So if you haven't accepted God or come to him in the partner of your sin, not your mama, not your daddy, not your uncle or cousin, but in the partner of your sins, you can stay where you at, where you are. Just raise your hand. Put it up real low. You ain't got to put it up high. And everybody's turning and start looking at you and then make you pull back and you don't want to go on with it. And devil will come to you and she will invite you into the kingdom of God. Because, see, this world is short. I wound up marrying this woman over here, this lady, my wife, because she was singing a song. And the song was saying, come to Jesus while you still had time. While you still have time. Please don't think that this is all it is. God created the heavens and the earth. And it's his earth. And the fullness thereof, it all belongs to him. And he's such a just and a lovable, loving God that he cast us into this earth and said, I go away and to prepare a place for you. And when I come back, I will take you there. He's not building plain old houses. He's building mansions. So don't deny or don't neglect receiving your mansion. Because you, at a time when you had a chance to say, I want Jesus in my life. And don't take it like this, that when Jesus comes to your life that you're going to change automatically. No. God is a God of patience. He is a God of what he called in one of the fruits, where he's a God of Jesus, help me. The fruits of the Spirit. He's a God that compassion. He's compassionate and he's long suffering. That's it. He's long suffering. He'll wait on you. But don't wait to make him wait too long, because when the day comes where he comes in his full glory, cracks that sky. You see everything else coming out of that sky, planes and pieces of metal and shrapnel from out of space. You think God can't step through it? It'd be nothing to him, because he created the very earth and the sky that we see. So, in your heart, if you want to accept Christ for the first time in your life or renew your commitment in Christ, in your seat, silently, as we pray, hallelujah, for this new year to come, and Deborah, you can sing the sinner's prayer.
Yes.
While we're going into the new day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Again, you don't have to do anything, but just pray this prayer in your heart to the Lord. The Lord sees every heart. He knows everything.
Close your eyes so you ain't got to see the person on the side.
But
that'll work. That makes it just better.
Hallelujah. While the prayer is going forth, and you pray the prayer after service is over, if you want to just take a moment, I can take a moment to talk with you and pray with you. And we will be here every Sunday at 11 o'clock for worship service in this room. We're going to have a ministry for children. We're going to have a ministry for everybody that is here. So we thank God. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, even before I pray the portion of this prayer that each person under the sound of my voice needs to pray for themselves, I'm asking God that you would just open their heart, prepare their hearts, so God, to receive you. Hallelujah. In the parting of their sins, to receive you. To make you their Lord, hallelujah, and their Savior. And now those of you who feel this prayer and desire to pray this prayer, you can pray. You don't have to pray it out loud, but you can pray it in your heart, even as I say these words. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to come into my heart. I'm repenting of every sin that has made you displeased
with my life. I'm looking to you, Lord Jesus, to wash me anew, to cleanse me. I'm asking, oh God, that you would come in my heart and stay with me. Abide with me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Be the God of my life. I don't want to look back. I want to look forward. And I'm trusting that from this day on, you will be my God forever in the name of Jesus. Now, God, those who prayed that prayer in their heart, seal up this prayer right now in the name of Jesus. God, they have said it in their hearts, but they are here amongst other witnesses. And the Holy Ghost sees and knows all things. Now, God, manifest your power mightily in their lives, oh God. Make great changes that they'll know that when they said this prayer in their hearts, God, surely you saw and you heard and you made all things new. Even as you have given us this seed for this church this year, it's a new day. Make it a new day in their lives, oh God. Get the glory, the honor, and the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, we customarily get on our knees, and I wanted to maybe get even some pillows tonight for folks to be able to get on their knees, but that didn't happen. So you can sit and pray to the Lord. You can pray out loud if you
think
choose.
Think about that commitment you just made.
Hallelujah.
Think about the words that you said in the presence of God and the witnesses that he came
before. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't have a problem with praying out loud. If you want to pray out loud, we're not going to be afraid of the noise, I promise you. You know, if you want to get up and just wave your hands to the Lord, you can do that as well. He's just so awesome. Hallelujah. We have 3 minutes before it is officially the year 2015. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, okay.